Good morning. It's a soft weekend wake-up call. Arizona's weekend magazine, Rosie on the House. Get your weekend started right. Good morning. That's been sung 100 times before. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary of doing the 7 o'clock hour. And we're still curious. What are y'all doing up at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday? Text us at 411-923. Tell us what's getting you up on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning.
And let us know what your favorite segment has been over the last year in the 7 a.m. hour. What did you like hearing? We've been all over the place.
All over the place and had a lot of great feedback. So we certainly appreciate y'all communicating with us and letting us know what you like. I think, of course, Dr. Sky is probably one of the top. And we have our Canyon Lake cruise coming up at the end of the month.
I called yesterday and they had 5 places left, almost full. So
all but sold out. DollySteamboat.com.
Yep.
We're going to take Dr. Sky on the Dolly Steamboat cruise Canyon Lake.
Dinner cruise.
Well, he'll have his laser pointers from the top of the Dolly Steamboat and actually give us a tour of the constellations and all that we can see from there on the surface of Canyon Lake. So still a couple seats left. If you'd like to try and get in, go to DollySteamboat.com. We'll be there greeting you as you board the boat and there for the whole evening. It's going to be a blast.
And there are families signed up. What a great trip for the kids to get out and see the stars at night. If you live in town, you just don't really appreciate them.
And Dr. Skies did say he'd bring some telescopes. It's hard to see in the telescope on the moving boat, but he says, look, we'll bring telescopes, and if we want to set them up in the parking lot after the cruise and stay for a little while and take a look at a couple things, we will. So let's remember to bring our good telescope.
Okay.
And we'll have some telescopes set up for any of the kids that want to hang out and watch a few extra things. We're doing a lot in the 7 o'clock hour, just encouraging y'all to get out and enjoy this great state of Arizona. Because if you listen to the show the rest of the morning, 8 o'clock, we're going to get you all taken care of in your yard and your garden, on your property from the outside of your house to the edge of your property line. 9 and 10 o'clock, we're going to take care of everything inside your house. So if you keep up with us, your house is in pretty good shape so you can get out and enjoy the great outdoors and enjoy Arizona. I'd like to bring in a special guest this morning from the Arizona Game and Fish Department, Mr. Darren Julian. He's the Urban Wildlife Specialist. We've got a festival coming up here the first weekend in March that, again, we'd like to encourage you parents to get your kids out to this festival. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Rosie. I tell you what, this phone call from Rosie on the House show is what's got me up on this fine Saturday morning.
Yeah, on a day where you probably wish you could sleep in. I understand you're a little under the weather. Thanks for taking one here for us.
Oh, no problem at all. Happy to be here.
Oh, man. So, Urban Wildlife Specialist, y'all are putting together a festival out at Tres Rios. Let's talk a little bit about what Tres Rios is.
Well, Tres Rios, just the three rivers, it's kind of a unique area, not only in the valley here, but in the state. It's the only place in the state where three major rivers or major drainages come together within about a mile space right there.
And that's the Gila?
The Gila, the Salt, and then a little bit downstream, the Agua Fria comes in and dumps into the Gila.
Ah, so we've got like a little natural riparian area. If folks, you may know it, if we want to give you a geographic identifier, it's really close to the entrance of Phoenix International Raceway.
Right. It's just come over go down Avondale Boulevard, you come over the bridge, and you're right there. And actually, everything below the bridge is our wildlife area, the Basin Marine Wildlife Area, and that's where the Tres Rios Festival is going to be held, down in the river bottom.
All right, that's this next weekend, first weekend in March, March 7th
yep.
and 8th. Both days you'll be open at 10 o'clock. It's a great family event. Why don't you go through some of the activities y'all have got scheduled?
Well, you have it's a great area because we can be able to host these areas of these activities right down there on the water. We got canoeing, you know, and keep in mind, everything is free. Free parking, free entrance, the canoeing's free. We have archery, beginning archery. Bring your kids out, learn how to, you know, fling a few arrows. And we also have a fishing clinic. And it's not just for the kids, you know, for any beginners or whoever wants to come out. This one on Saturday and Sunday, you don't need a fishing license to actually go down and fish that area.
There's canoeing, and I understand y'all going to do some kayaking as well.
We're going to try and get some kayaks down there.
Okay.
Apparently, we're kind of short on kayaks this time of year.
Okay. They got them all out on the rivers right now.
Yep.
And y'all are going to have a little BB gun shooting range set up?
I believe so. I believe Cabela's is coming out with their little pop-up air. And it's kind of funny. You got a BB gun range, and it's a blow-up little system there. So I don't know how they get around not popping that thing. But it's very, very, very popular. All those events are very popular. And we're there, like I said, from 10 to 4, you know, both days.
And that little BB gun shooting range is fully enclosed, completely supervised, a great introduction to kids on the shooting sports. Very safe environment.
Correct.
And then the fishing clinics, the kids actually get to wet a line, and you're going to have fishing experts out there teaching them the tricks of the different types of lures and whatnot?
Yeah, we're going to have teach people how to fish. We're going to provide the poles and tackle, the bait, and, you know, not only be available to ask questions, you know, for people to ask questions, you know, but also to, you know, do a little demonstration, show people, you know, different techniques for catching fish, and then they can come back any time of the year, any day of the year, 365 days a year that wildlife area is open for fishing.
It looks really nice on the website. It shows that just about everything that you're teaching them, you supply the, you know, the gear to try. So there's bird watching classes as well, and you get to learn how to use binoculars.
Yeah, the Sonoran Audubon Society is going to be there teaching you introduction to bird watching.
You could teach that class.
Well, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of little nuances to bird watching that really help you identify a bird quickly, because you don't very often see the bird long enough to open the book and turn to that page and hold it up against, you know.
That's what I need. You are so good at that.
Well, you've got to take a look at the color of the feet and the shape of the beak and the head, and particularly just look for particular characteristics that are different than what you would see any other place, and coloration and stuff. But a couple little tips really help you increase your bird sighting log. So
right, the Sonoran Audubon will be out there, and, you know, and also kind of talk about, you know, times of day, times of year, seasonalities of when you're going to see these birds. Sometimes we have unique birds coming through that are very short, you know, windows through that are migrating through Arizona.
How many species of birds do we have? Do either one of you know?
Oh, Jim Paxson was talking about it one time. I think there's is it 500 or 800?
Well, I think we have over 800 species that we manage in the state as an agency, as Arizona Game and Fish Department. I would say probably most of those are birds, but yes, probably around 500 or so.
I know about six.
You know about six of them? Well, and think of the hummingbird. I mean, they actually, the hummingbird with wing beats of 60 to 300 beats per minute actually migrates from Alaska to Mexico.
Truly amazing.
It's an incredible little creature, for sure. So, Trace...
We'll see some, you know, interesting birds out there. We have a resident pair of osprey that are always put on a show, diving for fish out there. Occasionally, the bald eagles that are out there will fly over. Our Basin Meridian Wildlife Area has been designated an important bird area by the National Audubon Society.
And you'll be doing some introduction classes into wildlife photography.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. So, again, the cost is?
Free.
Free attendance, free parking. You can go to TreseRiosFestival.com. Trace Rios, Three Rivers, TreseRios, TreseRios.com. All the details there for the festival are listed. Go ahead and mark it on your calendar. There'll be food vendors out there as well. You don't even have to pack a lunch, right?
Yeah, food vendors. So bring a little bit of cash for some food vendors. We got some food trucks that come out there. We have a unique set of vendors that come out, though. We'll have some barbecue, and we'll also have live entertainment. So if you want to sit down in the shade and watch some entertainment, listen to some music while you eat your lunch. It's a great venue for that, right out there in the outdoors.
Darren, how many years have you been doing this?
This is our 13th year, and I've probably been doing this for almost all of them, about 10 now.
Okay, so can you tell me? I'm scrolling down to the bottom. Y'all haven't mentioned this one. The Recycling Fashion Show?
Yeah, Luke Air Force Base, which is a big partner in the Trace Rios Festival, they put this on every year, and it's just great. These kids come out there with, you know, cans draped on them, and it's very creative. And I'm impressed every year by the creativity that these kids have. You know, anything that can be recycled, they can use for their costume, and then it's judged. And really, everybody's a winner with that, though. They put out some good prizes for that, too, as well.
It's a contest for the trashiest outfit.
The trashiest outfit.
Using the most trash in your outfit. Interesting.
The Girl Scouts are out there setting up a kid zone for fun nature-themed crafts, arts and crafts. So something to do for everyone. Tres Rios Festival, March 7th and 8th, opens at 10 a.m. each morning. How late does it go through the day, Darren?
Till 4 p.m. both days.
Very good. Well, Darren, we appreciate you getting up and sharing the information with us, and hopefully we'll get a lot of folks out there and get everybody exposed to the great outdoors.
Great. I appreciate the time, Rosie.
Okay, man. We appreciate you. Thanks a million. Yeah, Darren was going to join us live in studio, and then yesterday afternoon he called and said, you know, I'm running a fever and not feeling so good. You may not want me in the studio. So Romy comes in with a fever not feeling good.
I don't know many families right now that aren't affected by something. It's crazy out there.
Yeah, it's a big bug going around right now. I hope you're well. I hope you're healthy, and I'm glad you're tuned in here at Rosie on the House. We've got a great show lined up for y'all today. We've got, of course, John J. Harper coming in at 8 o'clock, and we'll be talking about landscape and gardening, answering any and all of your questions as it relates to your yard and garden. At 9 o'clock, we've got some water treatment specialists come in. There's so much bad information going on in the advertising in, out, and about, and around the world of water treatment. We're going to try and sort that out. We try and get these water experts in two or three times a year to keep you informed about what is and isn't critical in shopping for water treatment equipment. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about something we've been talking about the last couple weeks, the cost versus value report. Remodeling Magazine comes out with it every year, and it's the cost of 30 different remodeling projects in and about Phoenix and the mountain region area as compared on an average nationally. And it's a projection of these projects that you spend so much money on. How much of that money can you expect to get back? What can you expect for return on investment? There's really some funny parallels, particularly when you draw today's study to the study of 1987 and the differences between the two. So that's our lineup for you today here at Rosie on the House. Again, celebrating our one-year anniversary of doing the 7 o'clock hour, which is always random. Text us at 411-923 and let us know what gets you up at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning.